Af lamed aleph, lamed aleph, by the Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzim loy min hakeres. The pashtus of the Mishnah is difficult to understand, but let's just learn how one would learn poshet the Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzim, one is not permitted to be bekeya eitzim. Loy min hakeres, not from a keire that was nishvera me erev yontif, which there's no issa mukte. That one is not permitted to be mevaka eitzim from a keire that was nishbera biyantiv, because then it's neilet, and it's mukze, and a keire shenishbera biyantiv. And then the Mishnah continues that v'ein mevakim loy bekardim v'loy b'magere v'loy b'magol ela b'kayfitz. Now the Mishnah seems to tell us that there is a heter of bikua. No, only with certain kalim. A kardim, a mageir, and a mago is not permissible. Only a kaifetz is permitted. Now, let us see Rashi. Ein mevakim eitzim loy min hakeiros, lepi sugya shal gemore hi mispareshes. That means now there's no pshat in the Mishnah, because the reish of the Mishnah by Stoist is no heter bikua eitzim in yontiv, and the sefer seems there is a heter. No, only a kaifetz is permitted to be used. Loi bekardim, stam kardim osoi kemin kli umnis. A stam kardim, what Shemishna is speaking about, is a kli umnis sha'isin by uchbois besargoi shekirin aishish. That means those who used to make saddles for horses, there was a kli umnis of a kardim, and as we'll see later in the sugi, it had a wide blade. And that was a kardim. That was a stam kardim. That means, so there was a kardim that had a wide blade alone. V'yeisha osoi, there's another type of a kardim, which is also osa. Ke'ein kli ha'umin shekeirim birgiva. This, a carpenter used this type of a axe. Sheroyshe ha'kotzer doime lekardumeish shalon. They had two heads. It had, on one side, it had a short head, and that is daime to arkadumis, which luchayra are not a kli umnis. The roishi asheni daime le kli umne uchpis besargis hasusim. So that means, so when the Mishnah is saying a kardim, the Mishnah comes to include, say, if it only has one broad head, which is, that is usually, that's a kli umnis, which is used for those who made saddles, or if it had two heads, but if it had, again, it had a head, a broad head, so that is also. V'loy b'mageiro, shiga, this is a saw, ke'ein tzaken v'loy p'gimais, me'mayer lokets by eitzim, one can cut wood quickly with this, kli umenu, again, this is a kli which umnim use. Magul, Dulvaire Ishrape, others say this is a type of a pruner, of a kulon kli umnim, but whatever it is, it was used by umnim. Venire ka oise boy meloche, and here Rashi says what the isel is with these kalim. It looks like he's not chopping wood for heating purposes, for cooking purposes. It looks like he's doing it for different purposes. He wants to make a keli. So therefore one should not use these kalim, which are deceiving. There's a marasayin on these kalim. Ela bekoifetz, stam koifetz, usakin shel katzovim, doime lekardume shelonu, which is similar to our kardume, she'ene kli umen. This is not a kli umen. This is not used by a professional. This is used to, katzovim use it to chop meat, and later we'll see, it was also Balabatim used it to chop wood. So that's mutter. So that, and here we're speaking about a one-headed keli, which has a short head, not a broad head. And this is not a kliyumet. V'yeish sha'oisim bo shnei roshim. Now, in this koifetz alone, sometimes it has two heads, two sides. And the other side has a broader head. But this keli even though it has a broader head, it's not oimed limleches umin. It means, it would seem from Rashi, afilu, the broader side is not oimed limleches umin. Zog the Gemara. Va'amret reisha ein mevakim klal. And the reisha it says, ein mevakim. And at the end of the sefer it says that one is permitted to be mevakeya, but only with a koyfitz. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Chasuri Mechsere V'Hochi Ketan. There's missing a few words. Ein mevakin Eitzim Loi Min Hasavo Shel Koyres. The first Iser is an Iser of Bikua Eitzim, that is also Min Hasavo Shel Koyres. The Savo Shel Koyres is a pile of eitzim, which is aimed labinyan. Bulaimin a keirish and ishbara biyontif. A keirish and ishbara biyontif is that. So these two are mukze. Savo Shel Koyres will see if mukze machmas. If you saw in kiss. Keresh Nishba Bayantev is a noilet. Now it became Royal Hesek. It was a Kibdiskatsoy Ben Hashmoshes. So that's also, you're not allowed to use Atsei Mukze for Bikur. Avon Mevakin min HaKeresh Nishbara Me Erev Yantev. But one is permitted to hang up, to chop wood from a Keresh Nishba Erev Yantev. It's not Mukze, it's permissible. Kshein mevakin, and when one is mevakeya, in mevakim, loy bekardum, v'loy bemagol, v'loy bemageiro, elo bekoifet. So the Mishnah is telling us there's two halves to the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah says only a kairah shenishbara me'erev yontev is mutter levakeya. The other kairah is amukze. And the second half of the Mishnah says that, and when you are mevakeya, there's only Kalim, the only Kalim which are permissible are a Kali which is not a Kliuman. Kliuman is also. Tanyan Amiochi, the Baraisa Taka says like this. Ein Mevakin Eitzin Leimina Sabo Shal Kairis, Leimina Kairis Nishbo Beyontav, Levishainim in Amuchan. So we see Klo, there's no Issa of Bikua Eitzim. The whole Issa is an Issa of Mukze. Issa, but that's in Bikua is Mutter. Let us see Rashi. Va'amret reisha ein mekav, mevakin klal. So the having of the Gemara was, the time of the masnisin, lav mishum mukze, tone bereisha ein mevakin eitz. The Gemara held that speaking about that a kairish and ishbar merib yontif. Elo mishum meloche vetirche. No, the having of the Gemara was, they're not allowed to mevaka eitzim, lechere, Rashi means other als maloche, other vetirche, or als tirche. If it's a maloche, you don't have to say it's a tirche. So lochere, other als maloche, other als tirche. Now, according to the Havamine, what maloche is involved in chopping up wood. So lochere, we could say one of the two. The Rishonim bring down over here a Gemara in Shabbat. Man de kosoli silte, the morin Shabbos daf ein daludam at base, he chops up wood in small pieces, he's chayim al tzteuchen. The Gemara says, vi kopid am ishchoso, and if he chops it to a certain size, chayim mishum mechatech. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. So it could be, now you have to know if bikua eitzim falls into one of these two categories. So it could be, Rashi says that the havamin of the Gemara was that it is a meloche. So kochach, the meloche is either toichim or mechatech, one of the two. Maybe oi or vetirche. Vetirche lochere means oi tirche. So that means, no, it's not a meloche. And the Rishonim explained that Gemara is speaking about, he chops it into very small pieces. So then it's takedom yidetoichen, but if he chops it into the pieces which were necessary for kindling wood, that doesn't fall into the gather of toichen, and could be it doesn't fall into the gather of machatech also, because it's no the machatech is yet if it has mimor mechuv, and you're not makpid on the exact length. An inch or two either way is lamal le'meiritz, and it could be it doesn't fall in together of mechater. Or it could be, it is a svara to say that it's mutter, it's called the ro'or says that bikua eitzim v'havor choshev eichel nefesh. So it's mamish called mamish eichel nefesh. So that's why it could be it's not a malochim. So Rashi says v'tirche, but then they held it's osar al tirche. It's good, it's mutter meikaradin, but it's too much of a tirche. And the pasuk says, "Bekei eitzim yisokin bom." You'll get very hot when you start. When you hack holes, you get hot. You don't do this with a shtreimel and a bekech and yontif. It's not. It's a tirche. It's a tirche. So you don't do it. That was the havamina from the Gemara. V'ochi koma. So the havamina was a mevakin eitzim loymin akiris anishborim erev yontif v'oimdim lahesik. So that the iser is or alts malach or alts tirche. Ove loymin akiris. Which is shenish b'rabbi yontif, v'zuv ein tzach leim ezuk toni. That's a shtickle doichik. Then he says, and if it's muksa about the givish, you're not allowed to do it. V'haynu demesvinin, but that was the havamin of the gemar. V'haynu demesvinin, v'amrit reishe ein mevakin klal. The reishe says that you're not allowed to be mevakin gans, v'hoda toni de v'kaifet shori, that if you use a kaifet, it's permissible. So the gemar answers, chsuri mechsere. That we're speaking of the time of the reishe, mishum mukze. The reason of the reishe is als mukze. And if speaking about him, of Aksum, it was missing a few words. Shavel, savel, shel koiris, amushkovis, loret, shel binyin, toimid lebinyin, bloimin a koiris, and iso takoimid lebinyin, bloimin a koiris, and ishbra beyonte, vavel gav da hashte la soke kaime. So what's wrong with the Kairish and Ishbura? This is Takaimid Lasoka, but Beinash Moshe's Lav Lachi Kaime. It wasn't Oimid, Beinash Moshe's for Hesek, so it's Mukze. So the Mishnah is telling us, Hilchis Mukze. One is not permitted to the Dafke Savo Shol Kairish, no Kairish and Ishbura, but Kairish and Ishbura Berbion to Vistake Mutte. Taninami Hochi Kishmul, the time of the Masnissen, Mishum Mukze. Let us just refresh our memories. Let us just see Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis. And now we'll perhaps appreciate, now we're holding by this Gemara. Let's just see the Gemara for 1 second. Let's just see the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the beginning. The Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Seisim. That by Yontif, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Hilchas Mukze. Kabiyontev, let's just see the Loshna Gemara a minute. Kabiyontev, the Sosam Lontanek Rabbi Yehuda. The Snan, a Mevakim, Eitzim, in Akeirev, Loim, in Akeirev, Shnishbar, Beyontev. So, Memele, so we see that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Sosam like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rashi say? The Snan, a Mevakim, Eitzim, Beyontev, Loim, in Akeirev, Hasdure, Su, Al Gabizu, Bekarkev, Oim, Beis, Labinyim. These are kairis which are imed labinyan, so they're mukze. For loymin a kairis nishbara beyonte. V'afal pi shemed des achshav lehesik. Now it's sich imed lehesik. Aba hoyl ben hashmosh is lav lachi kaime. Is kiven dis katzoyle ben hashmosh is katzoyle kule yoyme. Alma islan mukze beyonte. So we see from this Mishnah that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that we hold of mukze. Now let's just see the third taisvis on the bezem et beis. Ein mevakim eitzim loy min akeiris. So Taisa says loy maisi mi reishe. From the reishe of a savor shal keiris is no raya that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. They mevakim keiris, the mayri besavor shal keiris, the have a mukze machmas chasorin kis. That means if you have keiris, which are meyuchad labinyim, so it's sich a mukze machmas chasorin kis, a bohol kulam o moidi, a filo Rab Shimon. So what's the raya? This is a mukze filo Rab Shimon is moidi. Now, this already is the Don Chasson Kiss over here. So here, the whole Chasson is, that Mater
Tosfos, the Sefer is not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ain't a matter of Yosheva Metzape. Be'eshloima, so here it wasn't Yosheva Metzape, the Ochinami. So Tosfos says, Amurdeke Yisot, Hoyl ben Ishtabra Beyontiv, Mistoma Hoyseru'a Me'esmel. That means, if we see it broken Yontiv, so Mistoma was a Kaira Ru'a, Vahaveke Yosheva Metzape, Mosse Tishabe Kerosai, seems, I feel that he wasn't aware of it, but if we see that, that was a kaira, that was aim at the break, so there's already a yeshiv, there is a yeshiv mitzapet. So according to Rav Shimon, it wouldn't be mukze. So al kolchach from the safe of the Mishnah, we have a raya to, that is going according to Rav Yehuda, and Rabbein HaKodesh Paskin like Rav Yehuda. Let us see, Taisvis and Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, Va'amrit Reishe Ein Mevakin Klal, Kesovar HaShas, the time of the Masnissen, Bishim Da'af Alpi Da'avu Mulchonim Lahasoke, that was the having of the Gemara, even though it's Oymed Lahasoke, Ein Mevakin Mitam Meloche, V'tirche Yeseire, Taisvis says, it's not a vote, that I'll tirche perhaps they wouldn't ask, but tirche Yeseire, Behind Uzu, when Zach Leimazu, that fellow Oimdim, Lahesik, Merav Yontev, Asurim, because Altamalacha or Tirche Yisera, Kolshkin Kairish and Ishbara Beyontev, that's also. Yontev Asra, when I know the Mesvin of Amrit and Mevakin, with a card of a Yimak, came Perish Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oma Ravchinene Bashlemye Mishmei Dera. Loishonu v'loi bekardim. Now Rashi had explained that there's two types of a kardim is a keli, which is normally used by those who manufacture saddles. It's a kli umin. Here a wide and a broad blade. Now, so Rashi says there are two types of them. There's one that has one head. It only has a wide broad blade. There's another one that has two heads. One side is wide and one side is cut. So, and this kardim that has two heads, so, Omar Avchinina Bar Shlemye Mishmei Darab, Leishonu Elo Benakve Shaloi. That we're saying a kardim is also, so that means that this side is also. Avil Bezachre Shaloi, but the other side that has a small head, it's not broad, so Memele, so that is not a kliumnis. That is not used as a kliumnis. So Memele, so it's muta. Frag the Gemara, pshite, bekoifetz na. What are you telling us? The Mishnah says a koifetz is muta. So Memele, this side is equivalent to a koifetz. So the Gemara says, mal de teim hanemi le koifetz lechudei. A koifetz, that is mutter, that is dafke, if it's only miyuchid for a koifetz. That's the whole tool. Avol kardim v'koifetz, but a kardim v'koifetz isn't yisod as a kardim. But it also has a shimush on the other side of koifetz. Eimo migu da haigisa osa, haigisa nami osa. Kamash malon, that no. That's a kel, the only asr, the chele kardim sheboy. That was Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi has the two types of kardim. This is a kardim, some of which is used by saddle maker. Then there's a kardim that has two heads. So, b'loi b'kardim means, so the tzada kardim is also, but the tzada koifetz is mutter. That is a memre of Rav Chinene Bar Shlemye. Ike da amri, Vika de Masna lo a safe. Others said over this memra on the safe. The safe says Ella Bakoifitz, that a kaifitz, only a kaifitz is mut, but a kardim is also. Omar Avchinina Bashlami Mishmei Darab, Leishonu Ella Bezacher Shaloi. So what will you have a kaifitz, which has a broader side also? Leishonu Ella Bezacher Shaloi, Ella Benakve Shaloi also. Now Rashi in the Mishnah said, that Rashi the Mishnah said Stam Koyvitz Usakin Shal Katzov and Doimel Kadumi Shalom Sheinen Kliyumen. V'yesh Oisim Boy Shnei Roshim V'Hasheni Doimek Tzas LeKadam HaUchves. So that means this broader side is not this is not a kal de meuchvis. It's daime. So memele. So the first case was a chiddush that you had a real kaldem uchvis, you had a real kaldem, a real kli umin, but the chiddush was al kaponim, the tzada kotzer is mutter, even though this is a kaldem, but we didn't say that they asked the skeli completely. They only asked the tzad kaldem shaboy, the tzad koyfet shaboy is mutter. Now Rav Chinin in Bar Shlemye said another chiddush. Is pshit v'loy bekaldem na, because that's the reish of the Mishnah. So Moses manet ma de taimani mili kaldem, which is a real kaldem, which is like a real kaldem. Avol koifetz v'kaldem eimem migadah gisa shori agisa nami shori. From Rashi it seems to say it's only daimek tzas lekaldem. This koifetz is only daimek tzas lekaldem. So maybe it doesn't have a Torah's kli umin. It's kamash malach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, lo yishanu elo benakvi shaloi beroi sharochov, shekoitzim boi ha'eit l'roch boi, the domi limleches umen. This is doime. When you use this, it looks like you're doing professional work. Avol bezacher shaloi. Beroish akotzer shemevakim boy eitzim muta. Beroish akotzer is muta. So Rashi says klo, even though Rashi in the Mishnah says that a koifetz, tam koifetz usakin shal katzovim, now, so l'chayre, from Rashi, the Mishnah, one might think that be'emesin, what is this keli oimet for? So Rashi, the Mishnah, says, tam koifetz usakin shel katzovim. So l'chayre, it would seem that one takes an axe that a butcher uses, a hack of a butcher, which is not oimet to cut wood, and he chops wood with it. That's what seems from Rashi in the Mishnah. And perhaps we would then say that we have, with this kaifetz, we would have a maila of a shinoi, that you're cutting with a shinoi. Perhaps one could say like that. But Rashi over here says, l'chayre klonit azoi. We'll see soon what I'm driving at. Rashi over here says, abu zacher shloi b'roi shakotza shemevakim boi eitzim. Rashi says, "Klo, that's the shimush. That's used. It's used for that. Shemevakim boy eitzim muta. So that means it's oimed for bikua eitzim. Then I saw the ro'o also says, the ro'o says, this is Rida Fan. Koifetz ukli shel bale batim shemevakim boy eitzim. So that means it is a keli take that is oimen for biku eitzim. So snapshot is that they were matter with a shinui. That's what you use for biku eitzim. They asked the kli umen, they shouldn't say he's doing the malacha. That's for her the hittest lotion of Rash. Vika de masni lo lohoder avchinina aseifa de masnisen, uba asrei, the hod the masni lo hod the avchinen aseifa yoisin the koifet zaches v'niknakvis. They made that the koifet said nakvis also. K'may she'osik liumen shekeren bidagve. So memele. So he tells the chiddush he's not allowed to use the tzad aroch. Pshite v'loy bekarvon tam mishum the kuli nakvis. That's nakvis. Memele shemini chishol koifet mishum zaches u'dishayu. So Moses Mal, the time animal does a kaldem lechudei, the kulei nakvis. Ve'ene osi lebakei, the whole keli's homo lekei, alikli human, avo mishesh le shnei roshim, but something that has to have echad zaches ke koifetz, vechad nakvis ke kaldem, eime de muche milse de bakeyu, this is a keli that's osi lebiku, and Rashi Taka said, it's doime le kaldem. Chiechid agilse shori, agilse nami shori, Kamashim alon, aval pikein, that since it's daimel akardim, they answered that also. Now let us just see for 1 minute the lotion of the Ram. The Ram is, and daf yudzayinim at beis, Dibur HaMaschel U'Makshu. U'Makshu towards the two-thirds of the Yomad when the lines are getting wide. U'Makshu Hoche Lomo Hitiru Levakeya Afilu Al Yedei Shinui. Now the Ran starts talking about Shinui already. So he held a koifetz chedetz klo, not like Rashi. He held a koifetz tak as a shin. You don't hack holes with a koifetz. It's like, maybe the butchers use it. So yes, but why would they matter with a shin? If a machshirin shef shel asoysen me'erev yontev ninu, it's machshirei oichol nefesh, not the way we had mentioned before from the ro'om, bikua eitzim va'avora rei choshev oichol nefesh. This is called melechas oichol nefesh. That's called machshirei oichol nefesh. He held it, the Raiva held this is called Machshirin, and it's Efshel Asayis Merav Yontev. Tiretz Raiva Tzal, the Kivin, the Efshel, Levashel, Velefes, Veloy Eitzim, it's a, there's a necessity. Also, Oysoy Kedichas Melach, Shitiru Oysoy Yedei Shinoi. Kedichas Melach, there's another problem. There's a Malocha, Mestam, it doesn't fall into the heter of Oichel Nefesh, Mestam, it's Melachas Teichen, it's before Lishim. But a shinui, it's only a melacha darabonon. There was a tzair simchas yontev. They were meikel. So meila, there was also meikel here. You needed kodik. So meila, they were meikel. So that's how the raivet lens. But the raivet lens clothes a shinui. Veli nire. Now the Ran says a very interesting mahalach. Kol shohu nene. He says what is called oichel nefesh and what is called machshirei oichel nefesh. He says as follows. If he's deriving a no from the meloche, keichel nefesh atzmayu, that's eichel nefesh, v'loy domi lemachshirin, and that's not called machshirin. If he has a no from the gufa dovo, so first of all he's saying one yesod, hanoas aguf has a din of eichel nefesh. Bleidomi lemachshirim, and this is not machshirim. Shein odom nene min hamachshirim atzmoi. A person never has hanor from the machshirim. Kesakin, if he makes his mesakin a knife, a spud, and a spit, a tano, alimimash uchshal yedein. The hanor he has is from the food. The sakin shall shchite, the spud, enables him to have food. So that's a machshir of oichel nefesh. Ma she einkein ba'etzim shenene mehem ba'atzmo, but if he has anno from the etzim alone, she oise mehem medure u'mischamen kenekto. So me'mele, he says, if a person, not you have very thick logs, and you can't kindle these logs, they'll take you, you can't kindle them, so you have to chop them up in smaller pieces. And I want to chop them up to make a madura that I should be able to warm myself up. So warming myself up is a din of oichel nefesh. So I'm chopping up the wood in order to able me to warm myself up. So that's not called machshirei oichel nefesh. That's called oichel nefesh. I should be able to kindle these woods. I'm making logs to kindle that in order to able to kindle them, and then I'll get warm from them. So mamel, that's called Eichel Nefesh. V'kiva, shelebokon lasais medura. So if I chop them to make a medura shori, afal gav de'ev shom yesmel, but that's called Eichel Nefesh. I want to chop up wood now in order to warm myself up. So that's called meleches Eichel Nefesh. Af levashel behem, so now if I'll chop up wood not to warm myself up. It's 80 degrees outside. I want to chop up wood to cook some food. Now, when I'm chopping up wood to cook food, that's not Oichel Nefesh, because I'm not deriving any benefit from it. I'm deriving benefit from the food. When I'm chopping up for the food, that's called Machshire Oichel Nefesh, which is awesome. Mishori mitoich mishum mitoich. Subscore an interessante Sache. But this pa'ula is permissible. I'm allowed to chop logs. L'tzoyrechimum. So that's mutter. That's oichel nefesh. So mitoich shehutra bikua l'tzoyrech oichel nefesh is hutra bikua shalai l'tzoyrech oichel nefesh. It's not oichel nefesh. But it's mutter als mitoich. That means just like I'm allowed to carry out a banana in the Rishus Harabim, because the one eating the Rishus Harabim, that's called Heitzol L'tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh. I'm allowed to carry the Sefer Teros Rishus Harabim. That's called Oichel Nefesh. But so this pu'ula was Hutel L'tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh. She allowed to do this pu'ula for another thing. So Bikua Eitzim is a Moloch. Now we see Sai from the Raivet, Sai from the Ran, that it is a Moloch. It's like a Moloch. No, it's mutar teichel nefesh. It's even though it's not meleches teichel nefesh. So the Ran says an iluyis, but since this pu'ule was huta letzoyrechimum, which is teichel nefesh, so memele you allowed to be bekeivul shalei letzoyrechel nefesh al tzedin of mitoich. Umiyu. So it's doch moiredik. So what's wrong? So what's the problem? Umiyu kivin shemevakim letzoyrech asiyas keil. But since people, when they chop wood, they also do it for a different intent, lehitiru lebakeya ella al yedei shinui. So the only matter al yedei shinui. I don't know why he has to say shinui. Lechayre, in the Mishnah he brings down the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon, he says in the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, that's what he says in the Mishnah. So lechayre the vote is not shinui. The Raivet had to say shinui because the Raivet had a problem. It's machshire echol nefesh. So the Raivet had to say it's a shinui. So koyfetz lechayre according to the Raivet, taka koyfetz was not aimed for bikua eitzim. You don't chop wood with you chop steaks with a koyfetz. You don't chop wood with a koyfetz. So it's a shtik teira. So it's a shinui, and it's. It's some mailings, it's Simcha Shantim, so they were matter, Amalach and the Rabbonim. The Ran Lechayr is a Tachitz Mutter. Now the problem is, people use these tools for, and they do this Pu'ula for other purposes. So Fakel, so therefore you have to use a Keili, which is not a Kliyumin. And the Ran in the Mishnah Taka brings down the Lashon of Rashi. That all this in Kliyumin, Venirika Yisem Aloche, Levika Chosa. I don't know why he ended up by saying, Leitir Levake Eli De Shinu, Lechir the Volt doesn't have to be Shinu, Lechir from Rashi Vais this Klo. It's not a Shinu, this is Oymid Levi Kuwait. The law also says it's not a Shinu, it's not a Kliyumin. So if he's using this, you won't be Choshed him that he's doing it for Asiyas Kalem. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Bayish shuhu mole peiris. V'nifchas. You had a house that was full of peiris. And the house was a sealed house. You couldn't get into the house. V'nifchas was a real good storage house. V'nifchas. Sarashi says me'elop. Now a chelik of the house became nifchas. So now the peiris, which were in the house, became now exposed. Before you couldn't get to the peiris, and now the it was a chelik was nifchas me'elo. Because we'll see, a person is not permitted to take apart a house to get peiris. Is neitel mimokim apchas. He's permitted to take mimokim apchas. He's permitted to take the peiris in yontif. Before he had no way to get to the peiris, but now that there was nifchas me'elo is. The Tzayin Yirei of Yasa, now he has Peiris, and Memel is allowed to use these Peiris. Rameyer Eimer, Af Peiris, Lechatchila V'noiter. Rameyer says you're allowed to break open this chelik of the bayis. allowed to take, lechatchila, you're allowed to take the peiros. Let us just learn the Gemara, then we'll come to Rashi. Amai, bakasasa royala. I mean, what's shat in Rameya? Rameya says you have a house, and you want to come to the peiros, so you go and start breaking down the house to take out the peiros. You say, saranoyal. Omar Rav Nuchumi bar Ada Omar Shmuel ba'avire de Livni. What does Rashi say? Ba'avire de Livni sidur shel avonim beloitid. That means that this mokim that is peiches, that's what other of the Rishonim say, not the whole house was like this, but there was a chelik of the house that there was, let's say, an opening, and then it was filled up with bricks. He put bricks one on top of the other without any cement, without anything between them. And this was blocking this opening. So now the house was sealed because of these bricks, these rows of bricks, one on top of the other. So Memele, Sarashi says, Sido Shalavonim Beloitit. So Memele, so the Rehitis Loshen Gemara Rashi is that there's no steel over here. It wasn't attached, just a pile of bricks. Frag the Gemara Eini. Rav Nachman said, if a person has bricks, they're left over from a binyan. There was bricks for a binyan. He built a binyan, and he left, this left over some bricks. Shori l'taltolino b'shabbat. You're allowed to be metaltol them in Shabbos. A brick in your site it's a man-made article. And it has a use. You could use it to rest on it. So it has a teres keli, and you're allowed to be metaltal it. Hoyil v'chazi l'mizgi alai. You can rest on it. So it's a keli. These bricks were able to be used. Shorginu. What happens if these bricks which were left over, he piled one on top of the other. Vadai akcinu. So he was maksadem lebinyan. That means if he's making them now up in a pile, so he seems he has an intent to use these bricks for binyan. So memela, so the Gemara is asking Gakash and Rameya, how can Rameya say poiches lechatchila v'noito? Good, there's no iser of stiras oyo. It's talking about Avira de Livne, but the Mukze, if they were there, l'shem, they were there, l'shem stimis, so it seems that that gives it a teres Mukze, then I don't even have any shimush. So memela de Mukze. Omar Rabbi Zeire b'yontev omru avoloi b'shabes. It's speaking about yontev. So yes, the kash, it's Mukze, so it's yontev. Hello, just to see the bottom taisvish, just to understand the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zeire b'yontev omru, peirish titiru mukze mishemoichol nefesh. That means this peiris in the house, and in order to get to the peiris, he has to move away mukze. So memele, so it's mutter, let's say, avoloi b'shabbos. Mikan yeshrayu l'ritzvo shepirish l'elde tilta mukzi tira b'yantam mishamaychal nefesh. So he said it's in two places in Mesechta's Beyah. That they were matel to be metal to mukzi l'tzoychal nefesh. So Taisa says, oh, here's a raya. The raya is Rameya. It's very unclear what does the Tanakam hold. We found Rameya. There's a machlikis, the Tanakam and Rameya. The Tanakam said, "Bayishin shumal peres v'nivchas noitel mimenu malke b'pas." Rameh was matter to be peiches. Tanakam was not matter to be peiches. I don't know. I saw an achroinim. I saw the Reish Yosef and the Sfas Emes. I don't understand really clear how they got this. They said that Emerson als mukze. Everyone is moide that they were matter tilto mukze letzayich reichel nefesh. The shaila is if there's a stiris oil over here. The sfot a stiris oil mi the rabbonon. And the Tanakama asad al stiris oil. And Rameya was matar al stiris oil. I don't know where we see this in the Gemara. Later could be we'll see such a thing. But, al koponim, Taisvis brings down, yeah, me kan yeshraila ritzvo shepir shal de tulta mukta tira beyonta mishamaychul nefesh. So let us just review. So we had in the Mishnah, the Tanakama was not matir to be poiches the bais, but if it was nichtras me'elov, the tanakame was matter to derive benefit from the peiches, it's permitted to eat the peiches, and Rameis had a bigger chiddush, that if it were permitted to be poiches, the Gemara says it seems that since there's no tzavira de livnes, that there's no stiris oil over here, and it's only muktzah, no matter till the muktzah letzerech oichel nefesh. Neitel mimokim apchas. Rashi is akashe. Chayre, how are you allowed to take the peiris? What is the chiddush of the tanekame? I mean, if the bricks fell off, the peiris are in front of you. So what's the chiddush? So Rashi says the chiddush is bleimrin in mukze machmas isarein. Lochayre de mukze. These peiris are mukze. That means, Erev Yontav, you'd ask him a kashit, give him a questionnaire. Do you have any intentions to use these pears? He says, these pears, how can I get these pears? They're mukta, I can't get to these pears. He says, Aser vitamin A. I'm not allowed to be peiches, not allowed to be peiches, the levainim, so it's mukta. Then Yochel pochse beyontav. He's not permitted to be peiches and beyontav. Aser vitamin A. So that's the chiddush. That you don't say that they're mukta. Why? The kiven doloyhave prisose isure de reise. Since to be peiches, this binyan is not an isur de reise. Kidemekmino lo ba'avire de livni. That's the Gemara Zakimte. Lav muktzanin. It doesn't become muktze. Doesn't become muktze. Kidaoma gabi tevel beshili pirkin. Shumuchneitzel shabbes shim ova vetiknoi mesuk. That means the Gemara says by tevel that if, a person was mesakin tevel in Shabbos, so it's mesukin, you're allowed to eat it. I, let's say, you're not allowed to be mesakin tevel. So ben ashmoshes, it was mukze. So, you should say, kibnis katsoi ben ashmoshes. So Rashi says, if the whole iser was, the whole haktso was because of an iser, the rabbonim, we don't say kibnis katsoi. We'll try to explain a little bit the svara in Taisvitz, but let's go further. Apoiches lechatchila kedem meforesh time bebigmore. Ba'avire de livni sidr shalavonim beloitit. Diyatem ibinyone, shenishtayro le la'acher shegome binyoni, sadoz levainim anat mukze. Shori le taltalinu, de me'ata, lav le binyin kaimi, elo le mizgalayu. V'tei sada oimid for to rest on, v'tei reskeli aleya. Shaginon sidron zu al zu, goli daitish em makzon le binyin. Ve osa le taltalina, mas nisina mi nitsa mi darabonam, sherei me taltalo. So the Mishnah is osa mi darabonam, that's the Gemara's kashis, osa mi darabonam. So, because it's osa to be metaltalit. And he's being metaltalit. So how could Rameya be matter to be poichis lechatril? Amar Rabzeire biyontev hita Rameya. Kibin de midarabonu nu dosar, mishum simchis yontav shori, shremuta bo yechol nefesh, avoloi le Shabbos it's also, mishum tiltul, Shabbos is also al tiltul ke Rav Nachman, yose tak al tzmukze. Rashi weiss the choice is no din of stira soil, here Rashi Nachman says, avoloi le Shabbos mishum tiltul, ke Rav Nachman, it's mukze, so be yose Shabbos al tiltul. Let us see, Taisus skipped over Taisus in the previous sugir. Avokal and Vakovitz and Hagis is Shori, Hagis and Nami Shori. It's Kamash Malon that only the Tzad Kotz are not the Tzad Aroch. Upirshu a Taisus, Dein Onu, Bekiyim, Bekardom, Harichain Nasin. We do not know what was called a Kardom. That means a Kardom Lamais is Osir. If it's Rochov, it's Osir. Now, how much rochav is called rochav? Olekach yesh lono lesser levakeya eitzim rak biyat. So Taisa says la locha, since we don't know what a kardim is. The mamela, that's how the bali Taisa is paskin. No, the whole thing is, and he said, abona, but we don't know. It's not a sofik der abona. It's a sofik son yediyah. We don't know. Kardim is also, some amela, we don't know what a kardim is, so forget about bikoeitzim, you do it with your hands. A good and tall. V'nivras neitel mimoke mapras. Perish Rashi. What is nivras me'elo? V'im toima v'ein neitel mimoke mapras. Oh, I have a mukze by Nashmoshes, the osel of pochsoi by Yontev. He's not allowed to break it in Yontev, midarabono. Some emailes of by Nashmoshes, it was mukze. Umigu diskatsoi by Nashmoshes, iskatsoi lekulayoy. That's a very pertinent kasha. Upirish be contrast, the kivin, the einoi osel, since it is not osel litrois. Elo midarabon. The only Isser is only Adarabon. Kedemukim lo begmore, bavira de livne, is hashte de nifchas, shori le meichel minai. The bemukze de rabonon, a mukze, that an Isser de rabonon created, lemrinen migu diskatsoi le beinash moshes. Diskatsoi le kulayoy. Pochioma Rashi Boraya Gabi Tevil Bishili Pirkin, Shuhu Muchon Eitzel Shabbos, that Tevil is called Muchon, Oyobim Ova Vatikne Misukin, by having Mukze Elamidarabon. So Rashi, how do you understand it also? Ben Hashemosha is, no one was on a chutzav to be mafresh. So, it's Tevil, it's also to be mafresh. So Poshet, it's not Oymed to be eaten. Afal Pikain, if someone was misaken it beisa, b'lama migu diskatsoi ben ashmoshes, iskatsoi lekulayoy. Now, klor the oimik kavonas rashi, what is this lomdes, vayin isa de reise, you do say migu diskatsoi. Beisa de rabonon, you don't say migu diskatsoi. Now, so I just had a shtickle diik from rashi, let us just see the Lashon of Rashi again. We don't say it's mukze. And why should it be mukze? Deine yochel pochsei beyontev, since he's not allowed to be mafchesed beyontev, ba'asich date minay. She was mesiach das. So Rashi asks the kasha with the kol hakoyvet. Listen, he's not allowed to be poiches. And he was mesiach das from it. Rashi says that even though have a prisos, Yisro de Reise, lav muktzaninu. So it seems from Rashi is not telling us that he was not Messiah Das. It means Rashi is telling us facts of life. He was Messiah Das from this Machul Bein Hashmoshes. So Lachayre, he was Messiah Das from it. But Al Kaponim, a hesach hadas. I mean, Rashi seems to be saying that he was Messiah das. That's facts of life. It was osmi the rabbanon to me mafchis. He was ichem Messiah das. Al koponim, Rashi says it doesn't become mukze. It doesn't that since he was the hesach hadas was mitzad an iser the rabbanon. That's what made it einei chozi. So Nisa the Rabbanon doesn't give it a Teiris Mukze. That means that Mukze's adin in the Chefze. Mukze's adin in the Chefze. The Chefze is Einechosi. It's Mukze. It's not Muchon. It's Mukze. We have to have in the Chefze this Chal Dinim. So in Isser the Arais, let's talk about Tevil. Because by Bayesh and Ifchas, there's other Nekudas, which we'll see later. Let's say Tevil will be an Isser de Reise to be Mafresh Tevil, it will be an Isser de Reise. So that means that Mitzad the Din Teure, this is unedible. The Teure asks us to eat it the way it is. You have to be over an Isser de Reise to make it edible. So an Isser de, so that what Mitzad Isurei Teure is unedible, that makes it that it has a Teure's Leichozi. So the Chayfetz is Mukze. Als an Isse der Rabbonon, I was Messiah das, but it doesn't become unedible. Rashi seems to be saying the vote is that he wasn't Messiah das. He wasn't Messiah das. But Al Kaponim, a Hesach das because of a Meniyah of an Isse der Rabbonon does not make it Mukze. There's no din Al Kaponim of giving the Iskatzoi. That's what Rashi says. Voloi nehire, the Oma, let's go back to Toysfus, the Oma Gabi Shabbos, Gabi, the Mesechta Shabbos, it says, Gabi Shabbos, it says, Gabi Sal Lifneha, it's talking about Shabbos also, Gabi Sal Lifneha Afroichim. There was a Sal Lifneha Afroichim, Now, this sow, the Afroichim had a problem. The lul, Mustama, was a little too tall, so they used the sow as a base. They used to jump on from the karka to the sow, from the sow to the lul. So, memele, so a person had a sow lifnei Afroichim, he put down the sow, that the Afroichim should be on this sow. So the Gemara says, if the Afroichim were on this sal kol bein hashmoshes, is migud is katzoi, since there was a skatzoi bein hashmoshes, so it's a skatzoi lekuli shavis. So you're not allowed to use the sal. Now, als what is, was I not allowed to use the sal? Because it's a bosis tabal chai. Now, what is that? That is, afinshens neivin etzad rabbonon. The whole thing was only a mukzeh darabonah. That's why he couldn't use the sal. It's also a similar case. That there was money on this galgal. So Mamele also be bein hashmoshes. So it was there the whole bein hashmoshes. So the galgal is mukzeh the whole Shabbos. So that's Taisvis Kasha. The Bichas Avrom, in the beginning of the Masechta, wants to say, Psa Gishmake Teretz. He wants to say, could be, what is the gather of a bosses? A bosses Ludvar Mukze is also. So he wants to say, could be the gather is that Chazal said, that a bosses to a Dvar Mukze becomes like the Dvar Mukze. That means a tofel to a Dvar Mukze becomes a Dvar Mukze. That is a new din of bosses. The din is that a bosses to a Mukze becomes Mukze. So Memele, so Pshat is like this. So a bosses to money, the Galgal does, it's money. So it was money Bein Hashmoshes. Or it was a Balchai Bein Hashmoshes. So if it was Mukze Bein Hashmoshes, if it was Taki Mukze Bein Hashmoshes, so Lamais it's called Mukze L'chol Yoyme. Rashi is only saying Tevel never became Mukze. Because the Tevel is a Machel. No, Pshat is, I can't be misakin it. So if you can't be misakin it, Midarabonon, that doesn't make it Ois Machel. It doesn't make it Ois Machel. It's a Machel that I can't use. That doesn't become Mukze. But here, a bosses to a dvar mukze gets the dini mukze on it. So it gets a din of moise. This is moise. It's a bal chai. So if it gets a shame mukze on it, so then it's mukze. Abak upon him, Taisus is not nachas to this. Vayim ha-rav ha-moise. Teloi omru. They only said over there, even though it's a darabonon, Aval Pikein, they said that it's, even though it's a Rabbonon, they said that it's also, it's a Kimnes Katsoi, Le'omu Al-Kshe Mukze Eine Mistalek Min Ha'ilom. And the Mukze afterwards, even though the Mukze, the Balchai, went off the Sal, the money went off the Galgal, but the Mukze is still here. G'goin Moi Shal Gabi Aka, Shafal Pisha Notlom, Adain heim ba'olam. So memele, if the sibe of the haktso bein hashmoshes is still ba'olam, so then there's a din of kivnis katzoi. Avo betevel miyad she tikno hatevel mistalek hamukze mikol v'kol. The oimek of the divrei Rav Moshe, I don't understand at all. About kaponim, that's what he says. He says, if the Siba of the Aktso is still around, even though it's not doing anything now, it's not a buses to the money anymore. But since the money and the Freuchim are still around, so then the Aktso, which was existent, Bein Hashmoshes, remains. But by Tevel, the Siba of the Aktso is non-existent anymore, so then we don't say Kimnis Katsoi. Vim Toima, so that's the case, a new Yesod, from Rinon Bechulen, Hashechit B'Shabbos, a person Shechit B'Shabbos, also Bechilu L'Yoyim, the whole day it's also to eat. V'Nosven Chavrayi L'Meim Rabbi Yehudi, no way it's also, the Migud is Katzoy L'Bein HaShmoshoi, Sh'Oiso Chaya, since Bein HaShmoshoi, before the Shechita was also, was Mukse, so it's also L'Kul Yoyim. Fektois V'Sva'afel Gav Da'ach Shok Sh'Nishchito, Nistalek HaMukze Min Oilom. If you say, Kiven this Katzoi is only if the Sibis HaMukze is still existent, and by Tebel, since it's not existent anymore, so now it's not a Chai anymore. So L'Chai Radi Sekiv Diskatzot. V'eshloi Ma'kiv in the Ben HaShmosh, V'eshloi HaMukze Machmas Chesor and Moloche Di Yeraise, Omrine Migo, Avo Bisha HaMukze Nistalik Minoilo. So it seems that Rav Moshe is saying, Hishtik Teire Atzirof with Rashi Svore and the Psanoifach and Rashi Svore. That Rashi Svore was only said by, Rashi Svore was only said, that if it's a act, if the Akzor is, Mishumani said the Rabbonon, and then the Sibis Akzor is not here anymore, so then you don't say Migidis Katzoi. That's the whole Lomdus. Mikomokim Kashe, the Hoch Effectoisvis, if that is the formula, Apchas Havi Ba'ilam. So here the Pras is, if that's the word, so the Siba of the Ktsoa is because of the bricks, so the bricks are still here. Dumi de Muchni, Sheyesh Aleh Mois, Dava HaMukze Boilom. The Mukze is still Boilom. I will be She'ein Kan Shehube Mokemacher, even though the Mukze is not on the thing, but that was the Siba of the Ktsoa, and the Ktsoa is still, the Siba is still around. Achinami Gabi Abchas, Achi Yisus, so here the bricks are also around. So what's Gate Miron, that it's a Darabonah, but we said Darabonah alone is not enough. Lachain Nirin Lidaosi Haistamikarab, Shimon the Lesley Mukta. So Taisvah says, Anu Mahalach, Tak, it's a big problem, and it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon doesn't know Mukta. Vim Toima, my Kamal Elbaresh, Mechilten Gabi Yonte, Sosam Lontane, Karab Yehude, So the Gemara said that the Rabbeinu Kodesh Paskin by Yom Tov like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the previous Mishnah of Mevakim Eitzim. Here we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. So what's the Yichus of Rabbi Yehuda? Vishloimed Ainz Stome. The Stome Havi Ma Yochaloim a Divrei Rabbi Shimon. A Stam Mishnah is if Rabbi could have said Divrei Rabbi Shimon. He didn't say divrei Rav Shimon. That means I also hold like that. That means the Mishnah is telling us two distinct halachas. The Mishnah is telling us that you're not eating the peiris, not the mokim apchas, but the Mishnah is also telling us that it's only if nifchas me'elo. When nifchas, then you're not eating, but you're not to be peiris. So me'elo, I can't say divrei Rav Shimon, me'elo Rav Shimon also come here, you're not to be peiris also. So Memele, so here that the Tanda did not say, Rabbeinu Kodesh did not say Divrei Rav Shimon, no guy that he paskens like Rav Shimon. He didn't say Divrei Rav Shimon because who knows that Rav Shimon holds that it's also to be Poiches. Avolel Nichet, the Kama Gabi Yontif, Sosan Lontana, Krabi Yehuda, Lemairi Elo Bemukta. There is a mission which is only speaking about Mukta. We can't yoch, Lema Divrei Rav Yehuda. So what is Taisus Mahalach? So Taisus Mahalach is that it's like a terrible problem, that then theoretically the Peira should be Mukta. Now the mission is going according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon doesn't hold of keeping this Katsoi. The Maram here asks Akashe, So if the Tana of the Mishnah does not hold given this katzoi, that's why the Peiris Amuta. So what's the Gemara's Kashe? The Gemara's Kashe, Akad Ramei be Mater, it's Mukze, the Levenim Amukze. How is he Mater? So frek the Maram, what's the Kashe? The Tana of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon, the Leslei Mukze. As if frek the Maram, what's the Kashe? He brought our Mishnah, the Levenim Amukta. Yeah, the Tana holds the Mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mukta. It's Levenim Amukta. The Tana, if the Peiris Amukta, he does know Mukta. It's like Rabbi Shimon. So the Levenim also not Mukta. That is the Maram's Kashe. That's in the Marshon. The Rishash also has the Kashe. Now, the Marshon says that Teret, the Reish of the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Because it says you're allowed to take Mimokim Apchas. We have a problem, he's not allowed to be Peiches. So Tzarai, the Reish is going to go into Rab Shimon. He says, who says Rab Meir holds like Rab Shimon? Rav Meir could be, I don't have any right, Rav Meir holds like Rav Shimon. So Rav Meir had the most akasha. Rav Meir, how you allowed to be poiches? Poshin, you don't hold like Rav Shimon. So you do hold of Muktzeh. So the main says Rav Meir was matter. So Rav Meir taka does hold of Muktzeh. Zuk the marshu achap. But since Rav Meir holds you allowed to be poiches, and that was given this katzoi. That means Lufiya Emes that Rav Meir holds is a heter to be poiches, there's no given this katzoi. The Rishash wants to say that could be that Levainim is Mukta Machmas Chasor and Kis, and then Nafilo, according to Rav Shimon, it's Mukta. That's what Rishash wants to say. The Maram says a very interesting teretz. When in the beginning, when I saw the teretz, it struck me, it's a beautiful teretz. And then the second time I looked at it, I thought, oh, I don't understand this teretz whatsoever. The Maram asked this kasha. The Maram asked, if the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, so the Maram asked, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, so what's the Kasha and Rav Meir doesn't hold Muktzeh. Let us see the Maram. So the Maram says, Maram says as follows. The Maram is of the base, page 12 Balaz. So the Maram says as follows. Alchein yudase aistomik Rav Shimon delas leimukze. Yesh leima, yesh lahakshis, imkein, afilu tanakam demasnis delas leimukze, imkein my poor big more aini boma Rav Nachman ilivni, shaginu vade ikzine perish rash mesnis na minitze mida rabbonu shrem betalklon. There's one inyan that you need, you're only permitted to eat something that's min hamuchan. What's called min hamuchan? Rav Shimon is a very broad, any possibility that it's oimit to be used, it's min hamuchan. So memela, this person, there's a possibility it might be nifras, so the peiris were also min hamuchan. That's Rav Shimon. But the Maram says something that's not a keli, that has nothing to do with mucha. That's a different zeros, the zera from the chemia, that you're not allowed to be metaltal, the only oichlem and kelim. So this is not a keli, so memele, you know, to be metaltal. This is nothing to do with Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda. That's l'chei what the Maram is saying. It's not a keli. She'ein aleim teres keli klo. But then, I chapzech, it's a pile ploim, the Maram. Why? Because this baraisa that speaks about the Rav Nachman's man that speaks about Hani Livni Diyatas, the Gemara says that Levainim are a keli. You could chazi lemizgala. It's a keli. It's not Eitzim Babonim. It's a keli. No, if he put it, he was misader it in a row, so that the Rai has intentions to use it for binyan. So then you can't use it. So that is the gedder of haktzor. This is not the din of, that means that I see he wants to use it for something else. He wants to use it for something else, so he can't use it. So it's not oimit for this. But according to Rav Shimon, I want to use it for binyan. Use it for binyan. If I want to go and use it lemizgalai, also should be muta. So memele lechayre, this mukze is the mukze of Rav Shimon. That is makza dait. I mean, he thought to use it for something else. So this is like the mukze of Rav Shimon. But lo, the lashon of the Maram, it's not a keli lechayre is a pella, because we say levainim is a keli. It's a different. It was a haktzah to be used for something else. And the etzim kasha, of the rishonim. The Rishonim say that it's not mukze because so the Ran brings down a very longish teretz from the Rambam. And the Ran says as follows. The Ran says that the Rambam Omar just 1 second. לפיכך פירשו זל שאף על פי שעושה לפחוס, אף על פי כן אין הפרס מוקצמח מסעיסר הסתירה. ואמרין אם מוקצמח מסעיסר אלב שעיסר בגופון, אם תו וזן עיסר עם דגוף הדובר, אוי שנעשה בוסס לדובר עושה, דום ידע קר, אבל הוכה הפרס חוויין, דה פרס ארוי תאית, בלי נעשה בוסס לבייס, אלא שדובר אחר גוירים שאני יוכל להונס מהם. I have problems. I can't get to the peiris. These are peiris which are edible peiris. No, there's an obstacle in my way to get the peiris. ואין אלא כאילו היו פרסים במוקם שאני יוכל להלך שם. It's like, I can't get to there. פרס חוץ לתחום. I can't get to the peiris. So the peiris המוקצה. Okay, from the Lashon HaRamban, it should be that the taket shouldn't be mukze. But come out like, let's say if someone, could be there's different cheshbonos, but let us say that, forget about all other cheshbonos. A person forgot to take out the light from the refrigerator, in fact, turn off the light of the refrigerator, and she's not allowed to open up the refrigerator. Finished. It's a lochayr yisayvan isa deraisa v'havore. Without other cheshbonos. And now he opens up the refrigerator, so it's open now. So la'alocha, what should he do now? So he keeps it open the whole Shabbos, but lochayr can use the food. Now here we have a problem over here. He's allowed to use the food. L'maisa, there was an isa deraisa of opening up to get to the food. So lochayr, according to Rashi, it should be also. But according to this Ramban's teretz, there's nothing wrong with the food. The food never became, I had problems to get to the food. Or could be that is the same thing if we'll say there's an issa to open up a soda bottle with a cap, if it makes a, there's a ring left over, so there's an issa to open up a soda bottle. According to those poskim, we'll say it's an issa derais. So if someone did open it up, or kuponim, it could be, we'll clear a shayla if the soda inside was mukta, so l'cheira the zichah svara to say that it didn't be, I mean, according to the Ramban, it didn't become mukta because there was nothing wrong with the soda. I had problems to get to the soda. So l'maise, but that doesn't make the soda mukta.